理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. It's great to have you with us today as we begin a new feature in 2006 called A Taste Of. Each month, we will be bringing you a taste of different ethnic food.
This month, we're going to Russia, and we're going to try a delicious Russian meal. And we invite you to come with us. Unfortunately, it's not a real meal, but we hope through this lesson, you'll understand a little bit more of what an authentic Russian meal is like.
That's right. So we hope you'll join us on page 36 now as we begin our lesson, A Taste of Russia.
A Taste of Russia. Shashlik, borscht, chi. Russian dishes are hard to spell and even harder to pronounce. But how do they taste? Studio Classroom recently sent me on a mission to find out for myself. My discovery? Delicious! I can't wait to go back for more. With my co-workers, Malia and Melissa, I ventured to a Russian restaurant in Taipei in search of authentic Russian cuisine. Customers packed the beautifully decorated restaurant, eager for a taste of Europe's largest country.
Well, in this feature, we ask our writers to go out and to try the food and to tell us a little bit about it. But Steve, you and I also had the privilege of going, which was nice. We learned a little bit ourselves, didn't we?
Oh, yes, we did. We learned a lot and we tasted a lot. Well, let's get started in the text. Let me try to say these words correctly. Shashlik, borscht, and shirchi. These are all Russian dishes, which are hard to spell and even harder to pronounce.
That's what our writer says, right. It's very difficult to spell these words, and they're very difficult to pronounce because we're not used to speaking Russian. But they're good food.
Right. Despite how you say them or how you pronounce them, the taste is wonderful. Well, Studio Classroom recently sent me, actually it was Amy, our writer, on a mission to find out for herself whether Russian food really deserved the fame that it has.
Okay, notice she said they sent me on a mission to find out for herself. Now, when you go on a mission, you're sent on a specific task. You have a specific thing you have to do, and it's usually assigned by someone else.
Okay, it's a special assignment. And this was kind of a privilege, I think, for Amy. This was something she enjoyed doing. She looked forward to it because Russian food has a great reputation. She discovered that the food was delicious.
That's right. And we discovered the same thing when we went. It is definitely delicious. And she also, Amy says here, I can't wait to go back for more. And it's funny because Steve and I have also been talking about the fact that we're ready to try some more Russian food.
That's right. We're already planning our next trip back. Well, Amy, along with co-workers Malia and Melissa, ventured to a Russian restaurant in Taipei in search of authentic Russian cuisine. Now, first of all, Vicki, when we say ventured, that brings with it the meaning that what you're about to do has some risk, it has some danger in it.
Right, and it also gives us the sense of the unknown. I think this is the idea here, is she didn't really know much about Russian food, so it was a little bit frightening trying something new. And there was a risk involved. What if she didn't like the food after going there?
Okay, you could have a venture when you go, when you start a new company, mm-hmm. you're starting a new business, that could be called a venture because there is that risk involved. Maybe that business won't succeed. Well, she calls it a venture because, as you said, Vicki, she's not really sure what to expect. But she was happy with what she found out.
Notice as it goes on, it says, she was sent out, she ventured out to this Russian restaurant in Taipei to search for authentic Russian food. Now, a lot of times when certain ethnic foods come into a certain place or a certain city, maybe a foreign country, it changes a little bit so that it satisfies the taste of the local people. But we wanted to find authentic Russian food, food that was really Russian, not fake.
Right. As you said, the food will change a little bit, and it's not authentic. It's not the real stuff that you would find in the country of Russia. But we did find a place that probably is as close as it's going to get, I think.
That's right. When we think of authentic, we think of genuine or real, the real thing, not an imitation or a copy. So she found some authentic Russian food, or we call it Russian cuisine, don't we?
We do. Cuisine is food normally relating to a specific country or culture. But it's more high class, I think it's fancier food, It's more high quality ingredients. You wouldn't call fast food cuisine.
Absolutely not. Though some people, that's all they eat. Maybe they would as a joke. But generally, we do think of high quality food. And so in this case, this Russian food is very good, very high quality. And she says customers packed the beautifully decorated restaurant, eager to taste or for a taste of Europe's largest country. So they were eager to try the food and they packed this restaurant. This gives us the idea that there were a lot of people there.
And it gives us the idea that this place is very popular with a lot of people. A lot of people want to go there. And it's packed. It's filled to overflowing. It's very crowded inside. So if you go, make sure you go at a good time so you can get a good seat.
That's right. That is very important. Well, Steve and I had a chance to talk to the ambassador at the restaurant, and we found out a little bit about the culture of a Russian home and how bread is offered when people come into the home. Let's listen.
So bread, it's very important for Russian. And we have our tradition to welcome our guests with bread and salt on top. Mm-hmm. For somebody, it looks like strange, and they might like just take it over and like say thank you. But no, we have very specific tradition. So I'm waiting my guest in front door with a holding fresh round bread with salt on the top. And I say, oh, welcome to my home. And I just offer them the bread. And they should just break little pieces, put in the salt, and eat as a thank you, and come to my home. So this is our welcome. And this represents our honor and respect for our guest. And also, why round and big? It also represents sun. Mm. And also represent like a family round. Like say maybe in Chinese culture, round table, so it's round bread, no angles. So, and bread, because to make a bread, we need a lot of work and a lot of hands, we think, like farmers and bakers, so it's our soul inside. So we very be careful with bread. We also teach our kids never throw the bread on the floor, never. So, and also we have, let's say, bread is the head of everything. In Russia. So, and also when we have dinner or lunch at table, it should be bread. If no bread and no salt, my father will say something missing, like it's not right. It should be bread and salt on the table every day.
Hi, welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Rachel. So, Ken, have you ever tried Russian food?
Not really. Have you?
Yes. In fact, I spent 2 weeks in Ukraine and we ate a lot of Russian food there. But I haven't tried Russian food in Taipei yet. Maybe I'll have to try that with some friends.
Good idea. Now, our lesson says that Amy took her co-workers to a Russian restaurant. Now, is a co-worker the same thing as a colleague?
Yes. A colleague is someone you work with. But the word colleague is more formal than the word coworker. You can also call a coworker an associate.
What about comrade? Is a comrade a coworker?
A comrade is a good friend, but not necessarily a coworker. So I could be your colleague, but not your comrade.
同事叫做 co-worker, 其实这个字首 co 就表示 together, 一起的意思。那 colleague 是一个比较正式的字，与其翻译成同事，其实用同僚应该是比较贴切的。Associate 也是一个很正式的字，表示同事、工作伙伴。那 comrade 呢，是指好朋友、一个同伴或者死党。A comrade 也可以指同志，在党里面的同志。Are there other words we can use to describe someone we work with?
Sure. In a business, you can use the word partner to describe someone you are working directly with. But you have to be careful with this word because a partner can also mean a spouse.
So I could say that you are my chat room partner, my associate, coworker, and colleague?
Yes. And am I your comrade, Ken?
I guess so. Yeah, you are my comrade.
Thanks. Now do your Chinese, comrade.
Partner 这个字要注意哦，因为它可以指伙伴、合伙人或者好朋友，也可以指配偶、枕边人或者终身伴侣。
It's time for a break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What is one of the most loved cooking ingredients in Russian food? A. Walnuts. B. Potatoes. C. Rice. What is one of the most loved cooking ingredients in Russian foods? B. Potatoes. Russians have always eaten vegetables, and potatoes are one of Russia's favorite foods. So, peel a potato, and let's start cooking.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We've been learning about Russian cuisine in our Taste of Russia article.
That's right. We're going to learn now what a Russian meal consists of. And I was happy to learn that they serve soup and bread, two of my favorite things. Let's get started now with a reading on the top of page 37 in the left-hand column.
A Taste of Russia. Start with soup and bread. A typical Russian lunch consists of a loaf of dark, heavy rye bread with a cereal or vegetable-based soup. A Russian family will tear pieces of bread off the loaf and dip them in the soup. Russian cuisine is famous for its wide variety of soups. We tried several soups, but my favorite was borscht, a hearty beet-based vegetable soup. Borscht is always served with a small spoonful of sour cream, a popular ingredient in Russian cooking. Vegetable soup may not sound exciting, but we couldn't get enough of this mouth-watering borscht.
Well, our writer tells us to start off our meal with soup and bread. The Russians would definitely do that.
Mm-hmm. The author says a typical Russian lunch consists of a loaf of dark, heavy rye bread with a cereal or vegetable-based soup. So a typical meal, this is a meal that if you go to a Russian home in Russia, you would probably be served these things. It's a common food.
Okay, they're very typical. And notice it says a loaf of dark, heavy rye bread. So first of all, a loaf is the larger quantity of bread before it's sliced into different pieces, right?
Right. It's the whole of the bread. It's a measure word that we use to describe bread when it comes out of the oven. I love bread. And it has rye bread. There's rye bread in the meal as well. And rye is a certain kind of grain, and it has a certain distinct flavor. It's really good.
It is very good. And, of course, they make different types of rye bread. Some are lighter rye, some are darker rye. And they often are a heavy bread, very dense, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. And they take this bread, and they dip it into the soup, and then they pop it in their mouth. Oh, I love that. I could eat that every day.
Okay, notice it says, with a cereal or a vegetable-based soup. So it gives us the idea that that's where they start. They either start with the vegetables or with the cereal.
Okay, when you see a word and then a hyphen and then the word based after it, that means whatever is in front, in this case vegetable, that's the majority of the contents in the soup. That's really the main ingredient.
So Russian cuisine has a variety of different soups, and they do take the bread and they dip it into the soup, as it says here. But they have this wide variety of soups to choose from. And our writer tells us that they tried several kinds.
Okay, they had several kinds of soups, but the favorite of Amy was borscht, which is a hearty beet-based vegetable soup. And there's that word slash based again, beet-based, and beet, of course, is a vegetable that you have in the ground, you pull out of the ground, and it's red, and it has a very distinct flavor.
Right, it's a root, actually. It's a wonderful vegetable, actually, and can be prepared in many different ways. In this case, it's put in the soup, and it gives it a wonderful flavor. I tried this, and it's a very, very good soup.
Okay, let's jump back one word to the word hearty. And that word describes something providing a lot of nourishment. And so, believe it or not, this borscht, this beet-based vegetable soup, provides a lot of nourishment.
Right, it's very substantial, and it gives you a lot of nourishment. You feel like you're very satisfied when you've had a hearty meal or a hearty soup. Let's review that right now in the following skit.
Guys,
well,
I'm your cousin Larry.
Look, it's your cousin Larry from the city. Let's give Larry a hearty welcome.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Oh, wow, what a hearty welcome.
Ow. We should give Larry a hearty handshake.
Yeah.
Ow. Come here, Larry.
We're so glad to see you.
Ow.
A hearty handshake.
What a hearty handshake. Ow, that hurts.
That hurts? Oh, it's good to have a hearty laugh.
Yeah, a hearty laugh is good. Hey, you know, I think I better go.
Larry, before you go, we want to give you a hearty hug goodbye.
A hearty hug?
Yeah.
No!
We love you, Larry.
We love you, Larry.
Well, we find out that this kind of soup, anyway, is very nutritious. It's hearty, and, of course, it is the beet-based vegetable soup. She goes on to say borscht is also served with a small spoonful of sour cream. So they put the sour cream on top of the soup, and it's delicious.
We could also say it's a dollop of sour cream. It's a spoonful. A dollop is D-O-L-L-O-P. And that's what it means. You just put a dollop in there, and it tastes great.
Okay. And we do find out that it's a popular ingredient in Russian cooking. So sour cream is often used in Russian cooking. I remember the first time I tried sour cream in a soup like that, and I was like, wow, why didn't I know about this a long time ago? This is wonderful.
Yeah, I wouldn't really want to eat or drink the soup without the sour cream. The sour cream adds such a great flavor to the soup. Well, the author says vegetable soup may not sound exciting to you, but we couldn't get enough of this. And again, she's referring back to the borscht.
She said, we couldn't get enough of this mouth-watering borscht. So she's talking about how delicious it is. When something is mouth-watering, it causes your mouth to water. And actually, that often happens when something smells really good or looks very delicious. And that's kind of a natural reaction, isn't it, Steve?
It is. It means your mind is getting your mouth ready to start eating. If your nose smells something really great, your mind says, okay, maybe you're going to eat something, so we better get the mouth watering to help digest the food.
But not all food, would we say, is mouth watering. Sometimes food does not appeal to us, it doesn't smell good, it doesn't taste good. But in this case, this means that it was very, very delicious. It was mouth watering.
Right now, we want to show you a special feature. It's called the Snow Bar in a certain Russian restaurant. After that, we'll go to see Michelle with some language tips.
Now we have the chance to go into the famous snow bar.
That's right, Vicky. It's 20 degrees below zero in there, which is typical on a Russian winter day.
Hey, Steve, I see you have the hat, but I think we're still missing something.
Yeah, why don't we get our jackets on?
Okay. Well, we are now inside the snow bar. It's incredible, but cold.
Very cold. There's one way that people keep warm in a Russian winter, and that's by drinking their national drink.
That's right. There are 165 different kinds of vodka in here, and that's what the Russians like to drink, especially in winter.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。这篇文章首先我们看 authentic 这个形容词。authentic 在这里是用来形容食物，意思是指道地的。例如 authentic Mexican food, 道地的墨西哥菜。或者是 authentic Southern cuisine, 道地的南方料理。authentic 也可以指真的，不是仿冒的。例如 authentic signature, 亲笔的签名。或者是 authentic manuscript by the author, 这位作家的亲笔手稿。记住我们看的是第三小段的 cereal or vegetable based soup 这两个连接词的形容词。based 是 base 这个动词的过去分词，在这里是指以某个事物为基础或主体的，所以 cereal based soup 是指以谷类为主的汤，而 vegetable based 是指以蔬菜为主的，或者是 oil based paint 油性的颜料，以及 water based lotion以水分为主的乳液。最后我们看的是 hearty 这个形容词。hearty 在这里是用来形容食物的，意思是丰盛的或者是营养丰富的。例如 Grandma prepared a hearty meal to welcome us. 奶奶准备了很丰盛的大餐欢迎我们。hearty 也指出自于内心的或者是诚恳的。例如 a hearty smile, 很诚恳的微笑。And don't forget to come back tomorrow for more language tips. And let's go to the word bank.
Authentic. This isn't an authentic Ming Dynasty vase. It's a fake. Cuisine. Let's go to a French restaurant tonight. I want to try French cuisine. Rye.Campbell made a ham sandwich using rye bread. Hearty. We ate a hearty breakfast before we went on our all-day hike. Beet. Rachel likes to use beets in her salads. Mouth-watering. Look at those delicious, mouth-watering cakes in the shop window. I want one now.
A Taste of Russia. Shashlik, borscht, chi. Russian dishes are hard to spell and even harder to pronounce. But how do they taste? Studio Classroom recently sent me on a mission to find out for myself. My discovery? Delicious! I can't wait to go back for more. With my co-workers, Malia and Melissa,I ventured to a Russian restaurant in Taipei in search of authentic Russian cuisine. Customers packed the beautifully decorated restaurant, eager for a taste of Europe's largest country. Start with soup and bread. A typical Russian lunch consists of a loaf of dark, heavy rye bread with a cereal or vegetable-based soup.A Russian family will tear pieces of bread off the loaf and dip them in the soup. Russian cuisine is famous for its wide variety of soups. We tried several soups, but my favorite was borscht, a hearty beet-based vegetable soup. Borscht is always served with a small spoonful of sour cream, a popular ingredient in Russian cooking.Vegetable soup may not sound exciting, but we couldn't get enough of this mouth-watering borscht.
Well, on the bottom of page 38, we see a little information box. What is Russian food known for? Russia is a big place, but throughout Russia, you can find elements of the following things in most Russian foods.
First, we mentioned the starches. There are a lot of starches like potatoes and bread.
Next, we have fish. The Russian people, like a lot of people all over the world, they love their fish.
And you will notice also that their food, they like the salty taste, they like the sour taste, don't they?
They do. And finally, there's mushrooms and berries. Those things are included in Russian food as well.
And we'll be learning more about Russian cuisine next time. Be sure to join us. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, friends.